Let me review the previous episode of Plumbing Hell, in case some of you missed it, ignored it, or, like me, probably tried to forget it. We had a leak in the upstairs bathroom sink, enough to run down through the ceiling into the basement bathroom. No big deal, you're probably thinking, but if that's what you were thinking, then I know you're the type of person who dials his cell phone for the closest plumber to come out and fix the problem. For us on the south end, that's never been an option. The trip out and back cost more than whatever was wrong in the first place. No, we do what our predecessors here in the nettle jungles of the backwash have always done. We shudder, we perspire, we break into palpitations, and finally, after an appropriate procrastination, we take a good hard belt from straight from the whiskey bottle, and without bothering to wipe our chins, we bore in. Tools come out, the cursing starts, the whimpering follows. If you recall, I had no more begun to work on that sink when an obstinate inlet valve snapped off the hot water line, spewing 40 gallons of a fast-draining hot water heater onto the floor until I finally got a bucket or two under the floodwaters. Yesterday, I reassembled the entire kit and caboodle, what we semi-professional plumbers refer to as the whole shittery. Got the valve on okay, lifted the 100-pound century-old pedestal sink into position, got the drain pipes reassembled, and voila, turned on the taps. And yeah, the same stupid leak was still there, plus a new one. Sure, I cursed. I cast blame near and far. I wept. But I knew this was the probable, not the possible, outcome. Plumbing is not a one-step venture. It is a journey of a thousand miserable steps. I'm not going to bore you with a litany of what followed. Suffice it to say, the procedure was reversed, more parts were disassembled, and since they're a century old, small washer screws inside the brass faucets crumbled and had to be drilled out. Of course, the screw threads had dissolved with time, too. An experienced hand at plumbing like myself knows this is going to happen. It's why he didn't replace them the last time, even though they were leaking then. This time, however, I dared to tread where others dread. A motto I may copyright for when I incorporate my plumbing business. I'm into the third day. Three or four trips to the hardware store, and no, I haven't rehooked up the water yet. What's the rush? The missus is out of town gallivanting in New Orleans, so what if I have company coming in 2 days? Plenty of time for a pro to make the necessary repairs, clean up the damage, put away the tools, and pretend that all is well in the homeland. Picture of idyllic rural living, eh? Things don't go well, and you and I both know it's looking iffy as of this moment. The guests can do what I do, wash their hands in the bathtub, brush their teeth over the toilet. At least I'm not making them use the outhouse.